Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joining us at the Eagle is Marty Ballin of the Jefferson Airplane / Starship. And Marty, I have to ask, is St. Augustine or Tampa Bay home in Florida for you?
It's Tampa Bay.
Yay. Well, that's what we wanted to hear. That's good news. I want to talk about the album Greatest Love in a bit here, but I want to start with the airplane. When you guys did Surrealistic Pillow, did you know it was going to be the milestone, the monumental album that it was?
No, we didn't realize that at all. You know, we were just putting down the songs we were doing live and writing new songs for it, and you know, we had no idea what would happen. You know, we were thrilled just to be in the studio, young guys, you know, getting a chance to record. That was a big deal.
I want to talk a little bit about the scene in San Francisco then, of course, with the Dead and many others. Specifically, the drug usage, was it as widespread as we're led to believe? Was there that much acid floating around?
Oh yeah, my God, yeah. Like, it was, you know, the friend of all the bands was Owsley, who made the acid, you know, so he was always coming around with some new thing, STP, DMT, you know, you name it. Always had some new thing. It was pretty potent stuff, I must say, and, you know, you had to be very careful because, you know, everybody was dosing everything. I remember at the old Fillmore, we had a big punch bowl at the top of the stairs when you came in, and it was full of acid, and we had a couple of barrels of apple on each side, and as you came in, and every one of those was injected with acid, and, you know, you'd play a gig, and pretty soon it was like being in Dante's Inferno with everybody taking their clothes off and, you know, dancing around. I remember standing on the stage singing and going, thinking to myself, my God, this is like Dante's Inferno or something.
Wow, how cool. Tell us something about Paul Kantner we don't know.
Something about Paul you don't know. Well, he could be of a real sweetheart if he wanted to be. And he could be you know, son of a bitch if he wanted to be.
Mm. You know, interesting. I was going to say, you know, there was a time where you kind of left Airplane and then kind of rejoined in the Starship days. One of my very, very favorite songs from the Dragonfly album, Caroline. Tell us about putting that together. I just think it's such a terrific, terrific track that stands the test of time so well.
Yeah, well, they had been out on tour together, and I had a feeling, you know, that eventually they're going to come around and ask me to write a song again, and he came around with this big, big piece of music and asked me if I'd write it, and so I sat down and I wrote it, and it was kind of funny. I cracked myself up because every line was like a motion picture, you know. It got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then I recorded it with them, and they went out on tour, but they came back and said, look, you got to join up with us because we can't do this unless you come along and do it, you know, with us. And so I said, well, you know, okay, and I join up if you let me do the kind of music I want to do, which is, you know, miracles and things like that, which I did.
You know, terrific stuff, no doubt. Memories of Woodstock, you got any that stick out?
Muddy, rainy, fantastic music, you know, being stuck in the hotel waiting to go on, you know, playing cards with Janice and Jimmy and, you know, you know, having a lot of fun, getting drunk three times, sobering up three times, you know, going back and forth to the stage, and, you know, finally getting to go on like at 7:30 in the morning, and I don't think we were that good because it was like the dawn was coming up.
I remember very well something about Gracie, Good Morning People, and the Volunteers of America. Very, very well.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff. Now, let's talk about what's going on now. Specifically, bring us up to speed with A Greatest Love and what you are up to now.
Well, I've been just playing live and going around doing, you know, big shows with, you know, some of the old songs I do again, and which were on that album Good Memories, which came out in December. And fans, you know, said, why don't you put these down for the celebration of the 50th? And then at the same time, we were doing all these other songs live, new songs, and so we quickly recorded both albums. It didn't take that long because we were playing these live, you know, and it was fresh and quick, and so I was happy with both of them. It was like the old days. You go in, got a good song, put it down, you know. No big production.
And I'm betting that if we jump on Amazon, we can find it, correct?
That's right.
Cool. Well, it seems to be the go-to these days. You talk about memories of Airplane and Starship, and there are just so many. Was there a point in the band where things got tense and you guys kind of had to walk away from it for a while?
Well, I walked away from it, you know, from the Airplane and the Starship, because we got too much cocaine, you know. You couldn't deal with people, and everybody became big stars. It was like, you know, too crazy for me. Everybody was going their own way, wanted to do their own thing, and for me, that doesn't work. You know, in a band, you got to do the thing. You got to do the song, you know, and we got real famous, and then, you know, everybody wants to do their thing, and to me, that's kind of boring. So
yeah.
I had no place in the band. I left, and when I came back to Starship and did Miracles and Caroline and all those, they went back to the top, and the same thing happened again. You know, everybody was into their own little world, and so, you know, I'm more of a person who works with a band and arranges things and organizes, and so they didn't really have a need for me, even though I gave them the hits.
Marty, a last question for you. We are talking to Marty Balin of the Jefferson Airplane / Starship, and certainly a great solo career as well. We seem to be in the twilight of the rock gods now with Glenn Frey and David Bowie and Paul Kantner. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's that age, I guess, you know. If you, you know, make it this far, you're lucky. Hey, look at the guys who died in their 20s, you know, when I was younger, and the Janis, the Morrisons, the Hendrix, you know. At least these guys made it to 70.
Yeah, that's good. Good call. You know, the old, I don't know if there's a Doors book or a title or something where nobody gets out of here alive. And, of course, you think about, you know, Keith Richards is always the stock joke when it comes to this. But, yeah, it is, like I said, it's kind of passing.
He had a blood.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, that seems to perhaps have prolonged things. You never know. Marty, I know you got another interview coming up. I just want to say thank you for taking some time out, and it's great to catch up with you here on the Eagle. And you never know when we're going to bump into you at Tampa Bay.
All right, I'll see you there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.